Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 6. Yesterday we got really angry, but I've managed to get down from the angry apple tree. But when I got down, I found the wilting flowers of shame. Or are they wilting? Can we find strength and resilience in shame? Shame can block us from speaking up for ourselves, but shame can also give us the vulnerability we need to connect with others and understand people on a deeper level. We're going to explore shame today with some playfulness and curiosity. And remember, you can always step back from your experience if you need to. So what is shame? Shame can be that feeling of not being wanted or not feeling worthy. Shame can bring up self-doubt and that sense of not being loved. Shame also has a lot to do with self-esteem. And if someone shamed us, embarrassed us, that can knock our confidence down a few pegs too. So let's start today knowing that shame is okay. It arises in us through a series of causes and conditions, often related to childhood. So we're going to do a simple meditation today to connect with shame, our vulnerability, and explore how we can relate to shame in a different way. So finding your comfortable meditation posture, sitting tall and dignified, with a sense of uplift, and taking a deep breath in, breathing out, gently closing your eyes and allowing the weight of your body to go down into the chair that you're sitting on. Feeling grounded, at ease, but with a sense of uplift. Now shifting your attention to your breath, your breathing. And today we're going to notice it at our nostrils, feeling the air moving in and out as we breathe, moment by moment. And continuing to do this, allowing your mind to settle, and letting go of the day you've had, anything you might be carrying with you, and anything that's pulling you into the future. Giving yourself permission to sit with your breathing, moment by moment. Now bring to mind a time when you felt shamed or embarrassed. And as always, it doesn't need to be the most difficult time. It could be a time you did something silly and you had that feeling that you kind of wanted to disappear. And as best you can, connecting with your vulnerability, being curious about where it shows up, seeing if you can feel that emotion in your body. Also noticing your response to vulnerability. Is there a sense of relief? Of awkwardness? Of peace? Of weakness? Of aliveness? Continuing to notice how shame appears in your body, and as best you can, connecting to that part of yourself that feels vulnerable. And as you connect with your vulnerable self, imagine someone who really cares about you, wrapping you in a warm blanket. And if nobody comes to mind right now, simply imagine being wrapped in a warm blanket that holds your vulnerability and cradles it. And if you want to, you can imagine that person telling you that everything's going to be okay. You're perfect, just as you are right now. Continuing to connect with your vulnerability, all the while feeling that warm blanket keeping you safe and holding your vulnerability, your shame, feeling held, and as best you can, embracing your vulnerable self. Also tuning in to any other emotions that come up. Maybe sadness. Maybe anger. Maybe a sense of joy. To be able to feel vulnerable. To let go. And you can keep your warm blanket on by letting go of connecting with your vulnerability and the effort you've been putting into this meditation. then taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. Really letting go of that vulnerability, that feeling of shame. Feeling renewed with a new sense of energy. And then gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. Shame can be a pretty heavy one at times, and it can trigger other emotions too. So becoming aware of anything that was triggered, and using this time as an opportunity to acknowledge that that was challenging, and being kind to yourself. You might want to take a few mindful breaths and give yourself a moment to center. And you can do this by simply feeling your feet on the ground and your body going down into the chair that you're sitting on. Shame can make us retreat and miss opportunities to do things and interact with people. But if we have an awareness of shame, you can connect with it and then step back from it and know that you don't need to follow that shame. And that doesn't mean we're getting rid of vulnerability. We all have parts of us that are vulnerable. That's all for today. Tomorrow, we're going to leave the island of shame in our hot air balloon of joy and happiness. Yep, we're getting the heck out of there. Although, remember, with mindfulness, we're not pushing anything away. Just becoming aware and knowing it's time to let go. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 7.